Chuckles in the News. The American Broadcasting Company presents 5 minutes of the most unusual happenings of the day. The stories about the little people who never make the headlines. Funny things that happen to you and your neighbors. Plus our most unusual story of the day. This is Don Dowd, and here's our first Chuckle in the News. At Vancouver, Washington, one mighty puzzled Army Air Corps veteran watched the launching of the troop ship Ernie Pyle. The veteran turned to shipbuilder Edgar Kaiser and asked, "Can you tell me why 2 bottles of champagne are always used in launching a vessel?" Kaiser obliged. He explained that 1 bottle of champagne is for the sponsor of the ship and the other in case she misses the first time. "But," said the soldier, "the sponsor didn't miss the first time." Kaiser got the point, and the Army veteran got the 2nd bottle of champagne. In Weiser, Idaho, reports reached the Washington County Commissioners, reports saying that the country roads were in mighty bad condition. The complaints became so numerous that the commissioners finally decided to investigate. They drove out to look over the roads, and they found that the reports weren't a bit exaggerated. The commissioners got stuck in the mud. In Kansas City, Miss Louise Sims wasn't too disturbed when she found that thieves had broken into her home and stolen 2 dress pins valued at $50. But when Miss Sims discovered that the thieves also had taken her almost impossible-to-replace alarm clock, well, that was just too much. She called the police. In Mattoon, Illinois, most of the city's restaurants have closed their doors. Reason? No food, no points, and no help for it. Now, Mattoon, a city of 15,000 people, has become a BYOL town. That is, bring your own lunch. Well, here's a strange story from Winslow, Arizona. 4 men from the town had been out on a hike. Day after day, they had tramped through the deep back country of the Grand Canyon. They were just about out of food, but they weren't excited. For they had made arrangements with a grocer in Winslow to fly over a certain point on a certain day and drop more supplies to them. They also had left plenty of red points and warned the grocer to be sure and drop them some good steak in addition to blankets and water. Finally, the quartet arrived in sight of their goal. And there, sure enough, circling over the appointed spot, was the grocer's plane. The men waved madly and the bundle immediately was tossed out of the plane. Their mouths watering at the thought of the steak dinner waiting for them, the men dashed to the bundle and quickly untied it. There were blankets and water, all right, and a note, but no steak. The note read, "Here are the blankets and water, fellows, but it's VE Day. All stores are closed, so there's no meat." Many soldiers of both this war and the last will tell you jokingly that there are 3 ways of doing things: the right way, the wrong way, and the Army way. Well, Master Sergeant Bob Davis of Albuquerque, New Mexico, is just about ready to believe it. Davis was stationed at Kirtland Field, about 6 miles from Albuquerque, his hometown. Bob was up for discharge, and a bus token and a transfer would have taken him home. But what happened? The Army sent him on a 600-mile train journey to the separation center at El Paso, Texas. As Bob remarked later, it certainly was the long way home. And now for our most unusual story of the day. The Royer brothers of Livingston, Montana, Bill and Glenn, entered the Army the same day. They served more than 2 years in the Pacific and were returned to camps in the United States, camps more than 1,000 miles apart. Then, the brothers were honorably discharged from the Army on the same day. But the coincidence didn't end there. Private Bill Royer, returning home from Camp Swift, Texas. Private Glenn Royer, returning home from Fort Douglas, Utah. Well, the brothers then compared their papers. They found that they had both been mustered out of service at exactly 1:15 p.m. on Friday, May 18th. And that winds up our Chuckles in the News for today. Tune in tomorrow at the same time when we will again bring you the Chuckles in the News plus our most unusual story of the day. This is Don Dowd, and this is the American Broadcasting Company.